News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. Trains have stopped running between Bankstown and Sydenham as the 128-year-old rail corridor is upgraded. The T3 line in Sydney's southwest will shut for at least 12 months to make way for the new metro. Transport for New South Wales Coordinator General Howard Collins says travellers can take advantage of free replacement buses, but they need a plan ahead.
There's a replacement bus service, three different services, all brightly coloured pink, lots of marshals, lots of people to help you around. Also, during a three-week period, the line between Bankstown and Lincoln is closed while we upgrade it, so be aware there are bus services running in that direction as well.
Overseas, Israel has continued its bombardment in Lebanon after assassinating a high-ranking Hezbollah leader. Edward Godfrey reports.
Hezbollah has suffered enormous blows in recent days. There's no doubt that it's the organization's leadership is in a state of disarray. Underground was Hezbollah's headquarters and Israel's main target, longtime leader Hassan Nasrallah. His body has now been recovered intact, according to Lebanese medics. Rockets are still being fired into Israel as airstrikes in Lebanon continue. In the southern Lebanon city of Sidon, at least 32 people have been killed and dozens injured, according to health officials, when two buildings were hit in consecutive strikes. Strikes over the past few days have seen more than a million people in Lebanon displaced. Thousands are crossing the border into Syria. There are claims the country is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe.
Qantas workers are warning of flight disruptions as strike action over pay escalates. Two-hour stoppages are being held at major airports across the country, where more than 1,000 engineers will walk off the job. Australian Manufacturing Workers Union National Secretary Steve Murphy says routine and line maintenance will be suspended.
When you're at the gate and you're almost ready to fly, there are highly skilled Qantas engineers that are checking the plane prior to departure and after it lands to make sure that it's safe and everything is working as it should. Well, they're taking two-hour stoppage today, and there'll be rolling stoppages over the next 2 weeks that our members have planned.
Qantas insists the action won't affect flights with contingency plans in place. The final budget outcome will be released today, showing the nation's finances remain in the black. The document will reveal an official surplus of $15.8 billion for the 2023-24 financial year. Labor says the improvement has mainly been driven by a reduction in government spending as tax revenue falls. Residents in the New South Wales Northern Rivers region are being urged to stay vigilant following heavy rain. Around 100 millimetres has fell on Lismore, causing minor flooding on a number of rivers. Rain is expected to hit the area again today. SES Incident Controller Superintendent Scott McLennan says locals need to stay alert.
It's imperative that everyone remains up to date and clear about what actions they need to take. Make sure you download the Hazards Near Me app, identify your watch zones and keep up to date with all warnings, whether it be fire, flood or storm.
And Pope Francis has pledged his support for victims of sexual abuse. The pontiff met with a group of 17 survivors in Belgium. It comes as the country's king and prime minister blasted the pontiff for the Catholic Church's history on the issue.
Hope Sport.
Australia has clinched a 3-2 series victory over England in the men's one-dayers in the UK. They've come out on top by 49 runs in a rain-affected match in Bristol. Travis Head named player of the match for his knock of 31 after taking 4 wickets. And the Broncos have been left stunned by a dominating Sharks side in the NRLW semi-finals. The minor premiers were shut out in the 14-0 loss at home in Brisbane, which sees Cronulla lock in a grand final slot. Captain Ali Brigginshaw says the Sharks were the tougher side.
Yeah, that's a really disappointing way to finish it off. We knew the minor premiership wasn't anything. Might have been a curse, if anything. So, extremely disappointing.
And Panthers co-captain Nathan Cleary insists his injured shoulder won't hold him back in Sunday's NRL Grand Final. He'll put it to the test at training tomorrow.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, tending south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Heading to a top of 21 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees in the city, 15 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday, a top of 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday and 21. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Baya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen.
Station sponsor.
Grace Danes on the Cumberland Highway, two car crash southbound, two lanes closed off approaching Marylands Road. Canley Heights emergency utility work southbound on the Cumberland Highway approaching St John's Road. Bondi Junction late finishing roadworks, Oxford Street, New York Road affecting traffic both ways. Traffic isn't smooth all the time, but if you're about to move home, Storage King can smooth the way with storage, moving and more. Get a plan just for you at storageking.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1832.
Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, death!
Brendan, I need you to breathe.
Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
The mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Debbie,
all right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four!
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Monday morning, here we go, a brand new week, and we hope that you had a fantastic weekend and are refreshed for all that God has in store this week.
Latest hour, you may have heard people say their identity is firm in Christ, or you should build your identity in Christ, but what does that actually mean? We explore this concept of identity later.
But a big weekend with the AFL season coming to an end. The grand final happening on Saturday, and Danny Bell shattered from that result.
Let's not talk about it.
As many Swan supporters would be feeling the same thing. We chat through some of the highlights and takeaways from the AFL's biggest day next.
But first, let's start the day right. Let's spend some time with God in devotion. Here's John North.
Time with God with John North from Ambassadors for Christ on Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into a new week, I'm excited to head into the next chapter of the book of Hebrews with you. You may remember last week that we looked at chapter 1 and the beauty of the deity of Jesus Christ, his glory as God the Son. And in chapter 2, the writer of Hebrews turns our focus to Jesus, the man, in his humanity. But before he does, he makes this statement in verse 1. He says, therefore, that is, when we think of who Jesus is as the Son of God in all his glory, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Now, just think about that idea of drifting. How much energy does it take for a boat to drift on the water? No energy at all, right? It doesn't have to run its motor. It doesn't have to run up its sails. There's no effort involved. If the people on the boat throw out the anchor and go to sleep at night and somehow the anchor rope comes loose, they're going to wake up in the morning a long way away from where they started. It takes concentrated effort to go somewhere. It takes no effort to drift. And so the writer of Hebrews says to us, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Now, this is how the Christian life works. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, if you want to know Him more deeply, if you want your life to count for the things that matter, if you want God to use you in this world as He helps more and more people encounter Him and find their lives changed by Him, if you want those things to happen, you can't just drift in life. You can't just take life as it comes and hope for the best and hope nice things happen to you today and bad things don't happen to you tomorrow and just try to kind of make it through life. No, you have to focus your thoughts, your energy on what it is you want to see happen through your life. If you want God to use you, then you need to get to know God. That's why you need to set aside time every day to get on your knees and open your Bible and say, God, I'm listening. You're God. I'm just a person. I want to be guided by you in life. I want you to shape my life. I want you to reveal yourself to me. I want to grow closer to you. Focus your life. Don't just drift in life. And as you think about what you're going to do with your days, what about your discretionary time? How are you going to use it? Don't just drift in that time. When you think about what job you're going to take or how you're going to invest some years of your life, do it intentionally. Don't drift. We must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. And this is God's message to you today as you head into this day. He wants you to live a focused life. You're going to be encountering people all through your day. Don't just see what happens as you encounter people. Rather, go into those encounters with a sense of sentness. Recognize God is sending you into every conversation with every person in your life today. As you encounter people, ask the question, God, what do you want to do in this person's life through me today? As you begin to do this, begin to focus, begin to pay much closer attention to what you've heard from God, then you're going to find your life having far greater significance. I'm John North.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three.
The cross, for even in your suffering. till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit in the flame, now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint, by His blood and in His name, in His freedom I am free, for the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Hillsong Worship here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And Saturday was the big day.
We don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, we do. Because there were some inspiring layers.
Despite
the fact that you were absolutely crushed and devastated from the result, as many Sydney supporters would be and have felt frustration.
We're talking to heartbroken people right
we
now.
We are.
So be nice.
I am.
I know you don't go for the Swannies.
I don't go for the Swannies. But
your team lost too, so
yeah, well, I was like, meh, my team's not even in the grand final. So, you know, whatever. But what I did love, and I want to take a little bit of a shift and focus on the Brisbane coach, because I thought that for a coach, he was actually really inspiring. Now, you may not have seen the detail in some of the moments, but at the end, they do the ceremony where they give the cups.
So yes.
The cup's handed over, and the coach was up on there and he thanked the supporters. Chris Fagan, his name is. But what he did was he called up the captains, and they've got a co-captain. There's two captains at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then he went on to call up a third guy, and people were like, why is this third guy getting up? But he was the former captain.
Yes.
So he was a captain. He stepped down and continued to play.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yep. But Chris Fagan was like, no, you deserve this mm-hmm. cup as much as everybody else, because it takes years to develop as a team and get to where they are. But what I really loved even more was that he stood there, and when they received the cup, usually the captain on one side, the coach on the other, they hold it up,
right,
and the crowd goes wild.
They go
absolutely insane.
Yes.
Right? But he gave it to the three guys and took a step back.
Aww.
And then he pointed to them and he clapped. And I just was like, wow, how admirable that in that moment, instead of boasting, getting crazy about it, it was all about the players and his team.
100%.
And in the interviews, I love that he talked about how many of the team actually come from rural places and other, you know, country towns. They said when they're drafted, so a lot of them are actually visitors to Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
The players. And he said, but we built our club on wanting to be a place where everybody's welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, everybody moves there and they bring their family, their wives, their partners, their kids are all welcome and often spend time in their locker room. And there's this real vibe of a family-friendly vibe.
That's cool.
Which I just found so encouraging, because there wasn't any, you know, we see with so many award things these days or big events like that, there's an undertone of, you know, some sort of agenda, whether it be a political statement or something. But there wasn't any of that.
Or that they're just entitled to it.
Exactly. It was like, just this wholesome thing. And even in their speech, they said, hey, to the Swans, we built our club because we were inspired by what you do. And I just went, wow, that they would
That's
do that.
Cool.
They said, we've watched you all season and how you guys have fought hard and overcome your battles. And we've seen that and been inspired by that.
Yeah.
And that's been one of our main drives to overcome, because Brisbane did lose the grand final last year only by 4 points.
To Geelong, right?
Collingwood.
Oh, Collingwood, yeah.
Then to come back this year, and in round five, they still hadn't won a game yet. They were not doing good. So they turned it round, and to finish as a are not right up in the top four. They finished fifth on the ladder. To come through and win was the ultimate, you know.
That's awesome.
Comeback story.
If anything, your character will always shine in things like this. And you've definitely seen Chris Fagan, especially in the last 5 minutes when we all knew that they got it, you know?
Yeah.
They had it in the bag. What was it, 114? Because I know my points now. It was like 114 to 60.
Yeah.
And then they got the last one at 120. And still Chris Fagan sidelines wasn't like going crazy because everybody started congratulating. They started hugging.
Yeah.
Chris was like, no smile on his face, still like concentrating on the game. And I was like, that's it. Like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
He's a great coach.
He's also the oldest coach that's never played at the highest level to win.
Yeah, 63,
to win,
I think.
The premiership. Is that
an
insane?
Absolute legend.
Yeah, really, really good. So I just love that. So you didn't have to be a fan of the game. You didn't have to be a fan of the winning team.
Right.
To be inspired by their sportsmanship that was so very much present and beautiful.
Also, at the end of the day, like for those who are hurting right now, I just need to speak to my fellow fans.
Speak to your peeps.
Fam, we did a great job, okay? I need some music. No jokes. did a fantastic job. And you know what? One team had to win, one team had to lose. And it's okay. It's all good. We've got next year, 2025. We're coming at you.
Just like the rest of the league, it's time to rebuild. Ready for 2025.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sub?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Perhaps something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Smithfield for the Cumberland Highway. Two car crash, two or three southbound lanes are closed off. That's approaching Merrylands Road. We do have crews on site and delays building. Over to Canley Heights for the Cumberland Highway near Wyong Street. Emergency utility work affecting southbounders. Bondi Junction, Oxford Street near York Road. Late finishing roadworks affecting traffic both ways. The M5 motorway starting to build citybound out of Casula this morning. And the Hume motorway building northbound out of Bardiam. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes. It's on Hope 1032.
Sydney's Hope
1032.
Watch me dance.
Dua Lipa here on Hope Breaking with Brendan and Danny Bell. And today, Brendan.
Danny Bell.
Is International Podcast Day.
Yes.
How
celebrating all things podcasts.
Yes, you guessed right.
Right. And there is a brand new podcast that has dropped. Hope 103.2 has a whole lot of different podcasts available for download. Check all of them out. But one I want to focus on this morning and put a little bit of a spotlight is a brand new one, Undistracted, with Hope 103.2's Laura Bennett.
The one and only.
The one, the only, the queen herself, yes, as we affectionately call her here in the office. But she interviews Max Licato.
Very big name.
Big name. Talking all things don't fear the end of the world. And just how the Bible is not there to scare us around the end of the world and the end times, but to prepare us for the oncoming return of Christ. So very good conversation. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Undistracted by Laura Bennett on Hope 103.2. Wherever you get your podcasts, of course, on the app or at hope1032.com.au.
I can't let go. Maybe now it's time to cut my losses. Move on, move on, move on. Although I can't believe how long it's lasted, I could feel it carving up these bones. There's a part of me that can't get past it. I know.
Need to breathe here on Hope Breaking. It's 6:30 with a news update. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabelle. Good morning, Brendan. The final train has been run along a major stretch of rail in southwest Sydney. The line now closed while it's converted to metro. Free buses will run in place of the T3 line to Bankstown to Sydenham for at least 12 months. The Firefighters Union has agreed to cease industrial action to get an interim 3% pay rise while negotiations continue. The New South Wales government says it's working through the industrial umpire to resolve remaining issues in their dispute. Qantas workers are warning of flight disruptions when engineers walk off the job. More than 1,000 workers will strike for 2 hours at major airports across the country in protest over pay. The airline says it doesn't expect customers to be impacted. Thousands of protesters have rallied across Australia, pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza and Lebanon. Multiple airstrikes have bombarded Lebanon's capital, Beirut, as conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. It comes after the terror group confirmed the death of its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Labor will hand down a $15.8 billion surplus in a significantly better result for the budget. The federal government will release the final budget outcome for the last financial year, attributing the surplus to lower spending in a weaker economy. And support for Labor is slipping in New South Wales. The latest news poll showing the federal government has just 30% of the primary vote, while the coalition has 38%. The analysis suggests it could cost Labor 3 to 4 seats. Brendan and Dannybell, I'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, when people say to you, is your identity in Christ or... You know, we've got to keep our identity firmly in Christ. What comes to mind? It can be a whole lot of different things. Well, we explore exactly what that is next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Dannybell on Hope 103.2.
Every 60 seconds, 20 children are given the opportunity to hear the gospel after receiving an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. Get started today with your family, church, school or community group to pack gift-filled shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child and help deliver a tangible expression of God's love. Each shoebox is an opportunity to transform a life for eternity through the greatest journey discipleship lessons. To learn more, visit operationchristmaschild.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill. But it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. And fields of flowers grow.
Brendan and Danny Bell.
And finding your identity in Christ. It feels like it's such a loaded question and maybe something that you're struggling to answer. And I know in recent weeks, when this story came along and we found it, I was like, oh, we have to talk about this. Because I've been on a bit of my own little journey as to what they mean.
Yeah.
I've been a Christian my whole life. Jesus became very real for me in my teenage years. And then that battle between keeping my faith in him, but then tempted to walk away or all the other different things continue to pop up and happen. But at the core of it and the essence of it has always been keeping your identity in Christ.
Right.
Because once we give our lives to him, what does it mean in the next steps?
Yeah.
You know, how when people say you are made in the image of God, you are made, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made as he wants you to be. But what does that even mean? Because we can't all just be Jesus because then we're all exactly the same. Like it didn't make sense in my head when really we've all got different strengths and we've all got different things that we see in our makeup and who we are. And big question. Like what does it actually mean to have your identity in Christ? So this morning we thought we'd just have a little bit of a chat exactly around that.
No, so good. And I think it's very easy, like how you're saying growing up, it's very easy to get distracted by things that are not of God, but it's also praying for the wisdom and the discernment to understand what is and isn't God.
Yeah.
Like the voices, the things that we're watching, what we're allowing into our spirit to distract us from the things of God. And it's such it's a daily grind, essentially.
Yeah.
It's asking God every day to protect our eyes, protect our ears, and then also to protect our spirit.
Mm.
And what I loved reading in this particular story in regards to this pastor in the States who has been talking about this with his congregation. He said, what is God's image? He said, God is love. Mm. He says, note that the scripture doesn't say God has love.
Yeah.
Right? He is it. If you have something, you might run out of it, which is really funny. Yeah. Like, of course.
Yeah, but,
but if you are something, it's the very nature and character of who you are. God doesn't have love. God is love. And we are made in his image. We are his chosen children. We are, we are his representation on earth. Mm. And so even just thinking of that, like what an amazing, gift to be that, for those who don't know Christ yet.
I love how you said in that bit just then about like we need to protect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like that is the one thing that the enemy is after.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you give your faith to Jesus and then you continually grow and know, you have constant revelations about who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have those revelations, we understand the power of sin. We understand the power of grace so much more. We understand the power of salvation. But I feel like right now it feels like the world is fighting for our identity through social media, through influences, various different influences everywhere saying you need to be this in order to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we know about ourselves and who we are in Christ, that's when we actually become better.
Yeah, so good.
And last night I was having a conversation with someone after church and they just said, I love watching where you're at right now. And the comment that they said really struck me because their words were, You've embraced who God says that you are and you've embraced the gifts that he's given you and now you're stepping into where he needs you to be.
So cool.
And I just went, wow, like that's so true. We are made in God's image and God is so many things. We can't be God.
Mm.
I can't be Danny Bell.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be me, Brendan.
Yeah.
But when we seek to find who we are, our gifts that God has given us, those things that make us us, that God formed and knitted together in the womb, that's when we're stepping into who God has created us to
be. So good.
We partner that with Jesus and bam, you have got yourself living in a sense of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so easy to be distracted by like the movies, by what people are saying about us, by what the, you know, what the world thinks that our identity should be.
Mm-hmm.
And find the people around you who are going to call out those gifts, those attributes around you of who you are. Because we only see ourselves from one perspective and that's how we see it.
Yeah, totally.
We need those words. We need those people around us to go, hey, you know what? This is your gifting. Hey, this is how you shine. We need that so, so much more because the world's going to tell us who they think we should be,
and
but that's not who we are.
If you're in a space right now and you're listening to us, you're like, oh, that would be nice if someone did help me to understand that. It's like, well, ask God to bring the right people around you. Because, you know, at church last night, they were talking about community and being in a place of community. And if you don't have that community, ask God to bring the people around you.
Come on.
Because we always talk about, which I love, is that God's master orchestration of bringing people alongside you at the right time to bring, give you the right scripture, to give you the right conversation, the right encouragement. All you need to do is go to the source, is to ask him to bring those people through around you, and that will happen, I can guarantee, because living that, God always brings the right people at the right time. So definitely, especially you need those people to help you kind of understand your identity in Christ as well. So praying that you have the right conversations and God will bless you in this world and what's happening around you.
That's it here on Hope 103.2. Brendan and Danny Bell for you Monday morning.
Like the wind on my face, I can feel you but my eyes can't see you. Like the radio waves, I can hear you, but my hands can't hold you. Shining in the darkest places, like the breath in my lungs, you bring life into the empty spaces. I don't have to understand it all, to trust it in my soul. I know you are there. You're gonna.
Apollo Limited, here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And in the stuff of nightmares, imagine you are driving down the street, just in your car, getting on with your day.
Yes.
And in front of you and just over to the side a little bit, you see something explode out of the ground.
Oh.
You're like, oh, it's a volcano. No, no, it's not, because this is not a volcano region. So why would there be something lava blowing out of the ground? But I'm talking this brown smoke or a spray of stuff that goes into the air.
A spray.
Ooh. A spray, that's right. These clouds booming. Now, this happened last week in China in a region where a thundercloud
appeared out of the ground, only to not be a cloud from the sky, you know, just a little bit of water. No, no. It was what they are calling a poo-cano.
Not the poo particles. I can't.
Well, this is more than poo particles.
Wait, did they smell it?
Because, you know, you'll see in suburbs, there'll be the light post, and then from the light post or near the light post is a is the big pole that comes out the ground. There's no light on it. It's an air vent to the sewage underground.
Oh.
But when those air vents get blocked, or if there isn't enough air vents, the sewage that is fermenting underground and making its way to the sewage plants, the gas builds up. And this is what happened. It blew up.
That's so gross, man.
Before people's eyes, blew a massive hole in the ground and a big cloud of poo-cano erupted into the sky. You think that I'm making this up, but it's actually a real thing. Is this insane?
I've only had a coffee this morning and my stomach's turning. Like, that's gross.
Right? Disgusting.
Oh, no. Imagine being that person on the plant, like on management that day. And they're like,
no.
And they're like, uh-oh. And the all the meters in front of them are going wild. They're like spinning.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Oh, someone's going to make a movie out of this.
Oh, they have to.
They have to.
Or even, you know, it's raining meatballs. Maybe they could do another, so change it to something
Brendan,
else. A bit of a kids animated feature. I don't know, but it's just.
It's poo-cano
for me. It's poo-cano. Think of the poor person that had to clean that up. I'm just like, you would not be coming in going, grab your buckets and your mops. You'd be like, no, get the fire department. We're getting the strongest hoses we can get.
No, because the photo is like as if. Oh, no, I've really looked at it now. It's like this brown mist, fam. Oh, gross.
It is bad. But, hey, let's just, you know, take a moment to think about those and be thankful for those in our world, the water people. And
yes.
This is their daily job, going and checking those
shout
vents.
Shout out to you guys.
Checking out those things because, yeah, sewage has to go somewhere and it has to be processed somehow. And it's, for some people, it's their job.
Yeah.
And they prevent the poo-canos. And for that, I'm thankful.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label and Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app working as hard for your business as you do. At Label and Mint, it's simply mint to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Greystanes crashes cleared, leaving delays southbound on the Cumberland Highway approaching Marylands Road. We've also got emergency utility work through Canley Heights southbound on the Cumberland Highway approaching St John's Road. Del Rosa crash on Forest Way northbound near Walden Road and over to St Clair. A crash reported southbound, that's Memory Road and Banks Drive. We have delays quickly moving back to the M4 off-ramp. Heading over to the M4, it's slow eastbound Michenbury all the way through to Greystanes. I'm Anik Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow.
blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want, use what we got before it's all gone. Cause no,
Megan Trainor and John Legend here on Hope Breaker with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And Mel Gibson.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor, Australian, has recently opened up and shared how he plans on dealing with some issues that are popping up in making The Passion of the Christ sequel.
Yeah.
20 years since The Passion of the Christ was released. Yep. And wow, he is still in the, very much in the works of creating the next film, which is going to look at the 3 days post what happened to Jesus on the cross. So he takes his last breath,
right,
and the story then begins, and it's the 3 days between then until the resurrection. And that's the plot of the film that plans to be done. But we're talking 20 years since the original was made.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the original cast members have passed on.
Oh, wow. Yes.
If not, got a lot older. 20 years, you change.
But it's nothing that CGI can't help. What? Can't fix.
Well, that's what crossed my mind. But in questioning Mel Gibson, he said it's still very much in development, the final stages.
Wait, so they haven't filmed yet? Oh,
no,
have.
He says he has plans. Locations have been booked. They're ready to go. This film is going to happen.
Whoa.
But the big question of what are they going to do in the 20-year gap, which really in the storyline is only a matter of minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Since where we left off the original film.
This is why they pay him the big bucks, you know?
What, true.
To think of these things.
True, yeah, the big bucks to get the CGI to make us look younger. That's what it's I'm true. Betting.
That's actually so much work, but anywho.
I'm just hoping that the impact that film had,
yes,
mm-hmm, that if this film is made, that it will have that same impact, if not more, because it's one of the highest grossing films of all time. So to Mel Gibson, good luck. And we're praying for you that it does have the impact. To take us to news, Janet Jackson here on Hope Recce.
And I won't make you promises. I'll just do all I can to be your lover. Cause I understand.
Life are free. Yeah. Now that I've discovered what you need to know.
Don't you know it?
Yeah. Life are free.
Yeah.
still be watching me.
Wait a minute. I still don't think they've got it. Let's tell them one more time. Check it out.
Everybody needs to know.
Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. More than 1,000 Qantas engineers are stopping work this hour at airports across the country. Katie Fuller reports.
Today marks the first official day of school holidays here in New South Wales, and an ongoing wage dispute could spell trouble for airports across the country. More than 1,000 Qantas engineers are planning to stop work between 7 and 9 at Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth airports. The Qantas Engineers Alliance, comprised of three union bodies, wants a 5% pay rise per year and a 15% increase in the first year to make up for ongoing wage freezes. The airline says travellers won't be badly affected by strike action and insists there won't be disruptions to flights.
New South Wales Fire and Rescue firefighters will get a pay rise of 3% while negotiations continue to resolve disputes. The firefighters union has agreed to cease industrial action in order to secure the increase for over 6,500 workers. The state government says it's a good step forward, but there's still work to do. Trains between Sydenham and Bankstown have stopped running as the corridor is upgraded to Metro. The T3 line in Sydney's southwest is expected to be shut for at least 12 months. Transport Minister Joe Halen says free buses for commuters will be in place of trains.
They are a high-frequency service. Every 2 to 4 minutes at every station, there will be a bus to get people where they need to go. But we do know that this will take people longer and there will be queues to get on these buses.
Official figures show the budget has posted a surplus of almost $16 billion for this financial year. Michael Packey reports.
The final budget outcome will be handed down today. It'll show another surplus, this time of $15.8 billion for the 2023-24 financial year. It's almost double what had been forecast in May. Labor